The Wiser Podcast. Conversations, public talks, and audio essays from the Wits Institute for Social and Economic Research. Hi, I'm Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh, and welcome to the Wiser Podcast. This week, we celebrate Wiser's 20th anniversary. Wiser was launched auspiciously, as it turned out, on the evening of September the 11th, 2001. Its main goal was to research and reflect on the meanings and forms of post-apartheid South Africa from a comparative perspective. The vision was to produce cutting-edge work from South Africa, to contribute to the emergence of a younger generation of scholars, to attend with persistence and care to conditions on the ground in South Africa, within traditions of social thought developed both here and elsewhere. 9/11, through this project, in an immediate conversation with a radically changing world order. This was a time when many in the South African Academy that was making itself were animated by the desire to open up, even deprovincialize, South African universities and scholarship in the aftermath of years of cultural boycott and anti-apartheid exceptionalism. For the last 20 years, this intellectual engagement with South Africa, the Global South, and the world at large has unfolded and garnered steam. The Institute has been an intellectual hub for the humanities at Wits, offering multi-pronged research platforms on topics across the humanities and social sciences, training the next generation of African scholars at postgraduate and postdoctoral levels, authoring over 55 books and almost 200 journal articles, as well as multiple contributions to academic books, fiction, non-fiction, journalism, policy documents, opinion pieces, blogs, musical compositions, podcasts, art catalogs, essays, and videographic materials. The Institute carefully crafts and convenes numerous academic and public humanities events each year, and has recently moved its programs online, reaching many more audiences around the world. If the early years saw research foci on topics including rethinking race, the life of the body, law and personhood, the Afropolitan city, more recent years have opened up research platforms on the African medical humanities, digitality, science and technology studies, regions, and the oceanic. In a corridor crowded with a public archive of posters marking its many interventions, the visitor can find, amongst others, vernacular photography, India and Africa, literary ecologies of the Indian Ocean world, debating inequality in South Africa, age and the body, feminism, generation, activism, Fanon after Fanon, on suspicion and the contemporary, spatial typologies and the built environment, between cyber utopia and cyberphobia, forensic infrastructure, Sylvia Winter, four lectures, the climate of race, the new middle class in the global south, and many, many more. In the two episodes we released today, a range of voices from deans, VCs, former students, directors of institutes to colleagues and collaborators, young and older over time, reflect on Wiser's contribution, its strengths and challenges, and its futures. We invite you to listen to the manifold dimensions of what these very varied voices across location, time, generation, and intellectual temperament have to say on the occasion of two decades of Wiser's work.
Euclides Gonçalves, Kaleidoscópio. I have been connected to Wiser for almost 15 years. First as a doctoral fellow, and then as a research associate and institutional partner. As Wiser celebrates 20 years of institutional history, I would like to make few remarks about people, public engagement, and networks. In these remarks, I use my experience at and with Wiser to reflect on the possibilities of building and working in a humanities institute on the continent today. Let me start with two remarks about people. When establishing a humanities institute, the first move is often to bring together the best available humanities graduates and academic experts. Certainly Wiser did this. But from the beginning, it seems to me that the criteria for being a Wiser contributor required more than academic credentials. Before moving to South Africa as a student, I experimented with journalism, and I used to read The Mail and Guardian, a South African weekly that features investigative reporting and insightful analysis of South African politics, economics, and arts. I then became a follower of one of the Mailing Guardian columnists, the late John Machikiza. Seeing John Machikiza's name in one of the office doors at Wiser when I first visited it in 2003, not only got me excited about the possibility of meeting in person a columnist I liked, but most importantly, it showed to me that the Humanities Institute could be enriched by the contribution of various professionals. So, at Wiser, the idea of bringing together artists, activists, scholars was not an afterthought. It was at the core of the project from the beginning. Even though I never got to meet and talk to Machikiza, over the years, I was fortunate to meet at Wiser a number of intellectuals and activists that go from the Senegalese writer Boubacar Boris Diop to American activist and scholar Angela Davis. Since I have started name dropping, in my next remark about people, I would like to add two more names, Najiba Deshmukh and Adila Deshmukh, the administrative and financial coordinators, who also happen to be among Wiser's oldest staff members. They are the first people I think of when I think of Wiser. I imagine that in their job description, it says that they have the responsibility to support the work of those who are the face of the Institute. But at Wiser, Najiba and Adila have contributed much more than that. Not only they participate in regular meetings where the key decisions about the life of Wiser are made, but they also effectively advise on professional decisions that many at Wiser have to make. I can speak for myself. When I was about to conclude my training as a PhD graduate at Wiser and considered to set up an independent research institute in Mozambique, it was first to Najiba and Adila that I got the most encouraging advice and insights on how to start. I wish that they both continue to enable the work of researchers and fellows that join Wiser and that their contribution continues to be acknowledged over the years to come. Let me turn now briefly to public engagement. Everywhere, and in Africa in particular, the humanities are under strong criticism, allegedly for being disengaged from society. What engagement really means and what the vocation of humanities institutes is are reasons for continued debate. In South Africa, Wiser has championed public engagement through a regular presence in the media and by opening its doors to contributions from a variety of intellectuals. To be fair, during apartheid South Africa, academics already had to take political and ideological sides. Even when they were not open about it, their public positions were known. But it is safe to say that in post-apartheid South Africa, Wiser was one of the leading institutions experimenting with forms of writing that sought to reach audiences beyond academic communities. Publishing in conventional media and speaking to radio and TV broadcasts are now long-standing practice where Wiser staff discuss South Africa's most prominent public issues. Wiser also crafted its events and workshops to be places where prominent public figures, intellectuals, and political leaders engage with academic audiences. In doing this, Wiser has not shied away from much needed but sometimes uncomfortable discussions on important subjects such as HIV, corruption, and more recently the decolonization of the university. My last remark is about networks. From its inception, Wiser sought to understand the experiences of post-apartheid South Africa in comparison with other experiences around the world. One way of doing this was to welcome a diversity of scholars from the region and the world into its group of staff and fellows. In the past decade, Wiser has taken another step in this project. Like most African-based institutes, limited financial resources pose a challenge for regional collaborations. But it seems to me that there are creative ways in which we could experiment with less expensive projects. As the director of Kaleidoscopio, an independent research institute based in Maputo, Mozambique, I am proud to have Wiser in our network and to be part of Wiser's network. It has become clear to me that when we think from a network beyond that of our immediate colleagues, our conceptual boundaries expand as well. Work that we at Kaleidoscopio started in collaboration with WISA and its research groups such as the Oceanic Humanities, Medical Humanities, Knowledge Futures, and Regions 2050 have generated other projects. Our experience adds evidence to the well-established knowledge that the future of humanities in Africa relies on the capacity of the Social Science and Humanities Institutes to mimic the networks and everyday strategies that Africans are using to get by and to prosper in the continent. I wish that for the coming years, WISA continues to grow its network in the continent and connect it to those of other institutions such as Kaleidoscopio, CODESRIA, or the African Studies Association of Africa. Happy 20th anniversary, WISA.
My name is Divine Fu. I come from Cameroon. I am a social anthropologist at the University of Cape Town and currently on secondment as director of the Institute for Humanities in Africa at UCT, which is WISA's sister institute. Having been launched in 2010 by Deborah Pozel, who was the founding director of WISA. So some people like to see HUMA as the WISA of UCT, which I find hilarious, right? I became familiar with WISA in 2003 in the course of my MA studies at the University of Botswana. I was always visiting the website in search of new insights, publications, and different opportunities, but also in admiration of the important African scholarship development work that was happening there. You know, South Africa, as you know, became the new hope of the continent after its post-apartheid independence in 1994. And many of us seeking critical intellectual spaces for academic training perceived WISA as that place. You know, I wanted to do my doctoral studies at WISA. It was, you know, in our eyes then, the place, you know. I mean, it never happened. I ended up studying for my PhD at the University of Basel in Switzerland because, you know, you have to jump up onto the next opportunities. But there are very few places in the African continent, in fact, around the world, where nerds can go for apprenticeship, you know. And I think WISA is that place, you know. I like to ask, oh, you know, where should nerds go on the African continent for scientific work, you know? Where should they convene and find the comfort or call it freedom, you know, to do the experimental work and do what I emphasize is playing with ideas. Having an institute like WISA that does the kind of work that spaces such as CODESRIA, OSRIA, ARUA, the Association of African Universities, TIAS, CHR, and HUMA, just to name these, are doing to expand the South African ideological aspirational nodes and to expand South African encounters, you know, to expand thinking and engagement, this intimacy with knowledge beyond the frontiers of the Limpopo is really critical. So, and that work is also really important because in a continent of conviviality and where subjectivation is activated through a kind of cannibalizing encounters, we need to have a place, you know, to worship ideas, you know. And in my world, WISA is one of such intellectual shrines, to use a term from Fela Kuti, where nerds, you know, like myself and like many others, congregate for critical intellectual meditation, for intellectual worship, and also for intellectual communion. You know, for many years, WISA continues to champion the work of asking these critical questions, provoking debates, and curating some of the biggest theoretical conversations that are all essential for recentering Africa as a place for scientific discussions and ideas.
Greetings and felicidad from David Theo Goldberg at the University of California Humanities Research Institute in Southern California. It is extraordinary that WISA came to be on a day immediately adjacent to the momentousness of 9/11, that we are celebrating WISA's founding as the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is being commemorated. The occasion, accordingly, is doubly, if differently, momentous. And there's been a momentousness ever since to Wise's extraordinary achievements. The workshops on critical theory, the wide range of collaborative projects with other major centers globally, including but far from limited to the University of California Humanities Research Institute across these 20 years. The capacity to respond in real time to pressing events and conditions through pop-ups and more extensive programming at once on the fly and terrifically well thought out, both in South Africa and globally. The capacity to support an extraordinary range of especially younger scholars in and from South Africa, across Africa, and again globally. The support for large-scale projects like the Johannesburg Workshop in Theory and Criticism with local and global reach, and the rethinking of the corpus of major thinkers such as Fanon, so important to South African intellectual and political history and to the world at large. So, on this, your 20th anniversary, a huge shout out to Sarah and Ashil and Keith and Najiba and Adila and all those who have contributed so collegially to making these 2 decades of being wiser.
It gives me enormous pleasure, as well as feeling a sense of privilege and humility, to talk on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Wiser. It's hard to believe that it's 20 years since that August opening day in which we all greeted the dawn of Wiser as a moment of enormous excitement, one which heralded a future of engagement from the South with the world beyond it, indeed with South African critical scholarship, and with a sense that this was a new moment in which we had to look at and think of the world anew. And where better to do it than from the halls of the of the Wiser community. Having myself been participant at that moment of origin, and indeed several anniversaries thereafter, also having myself and along with Jean spoken at Wiser on many occasions, and indeed had at least 2 of our books launched there with incredibly memorably, I can say without hesitation of doubt that our engagement with Wiser has had an enormous effect on our scholarship, more so than in fact our situation in contemporary America. We are, of course, ourselves deeply committed to the idea that theorization from the South, which to us Wiser has been an epitome, that engagements with theory from the South are foundational to critical scholarship concerning the emerging and changing global order, a global order that Wiser has continued to vex itself with and to vex the world with in extremely creative, interesting, and very challenging ways. As we sit looking at the world right now, a world deeply in crisis, not only from COVID, but from foundational changes in the nature of political economy at large, indeed of the global order at large, we sit in front of a world in which democracy is in question, contemporary global capitalism is threatening the planet ecologically, socially, in ways that may be unprecedented in scale. The challenge to think yet further, to challenge yet further from the South is undeniably at the core of Wiser's ongoing mission. Its accomplishments under Deborah and under Sarah, both extraordinary directors, has been monumental, and I have no doubt that it'll continue to be so. We cannot simply be satisfied these days with platitudes, decoloniality, yes, but what does it mean for the creation of a new body of theory, a new body and a new politics of knowledge with which to encounter and with which to go on vexing the world from the South. On this 20th anniversary, all power to Wiser. You have made us all wiser. Thank you. A tribute, a sense of gratitude, and a wish for the future.
My name's Vaughan Ware, and I'm a writer and academic based in London. I'm lucky enough to have known about Wiser and been to conferences and events organised by WISER since 2001. And I really want to congratulate you all on creating this incredible, incredible resource. It's such a model. It's such an incredible model in the world of how to do research that's completely relevant, driven by curiosity, by political principles and scruples, is open to the world, is written work that's written from South Africa to the rest of the world and to the very local conditions there. All kinds of things I could say about it. I really have found so much that's inspiring and helpful about the work that you've all done over this last 20 years. And it's one of the few centres whose work I monitor. In fact, I do read all the emails, I must confess, and I've often downloaded papers for seminars that I've had no hope of joining in on, until recently, that is. So thank you all very, very much. There's just one thing that I remember about my contact with some of you, who some of you may have long gone. I know some of you, Sarah and Nashil, are still there. And that was in 2004 when I was working at Yale in the States, and I organised a what we then called teleconferencing seminar or video conferencing, where I had a group of young undergraduates at Yale doing women's and gender studies. And we had a sort of hour and a half long conversation with postgraduates at WITS, and it was just incredible because it was that the catastrophe of the Iraq War had happened and was continuing in its aftermath, and the American students really did not know what to say about where they were speaking from and what to say to people in South Africa. But the people from WISER were so kind, so compassionate, and so attentive to the interests and thoughts of these young American students. It's stayed with me ever since. So just to say again, congratulations. I hope you managed to have some kind of celebration. And just thank you, a deep gratitude from me, from all the work that you've been doing over the years and your openness to conversations from other parts of the world. Thank you again.
My name is Stefan Helgeson, and I'm a professor of English at Stockholm University. It's the posters. Often have I stood in WISER's main corridor and admired the gallery of posters documenting WISER's astounding array of events through the years. I participated in several and was a fortunate co-organizer of two of them. Is History History in 2014 with group of Swedish colleagues, and Cultural Solidarities in 2017. The posters, designed by Joburg artists, epitomize for me WISER's unique emplacement at the juncture of top-of-the-range research, public action, and, yes, the cultivation of style. Frivolous though it may seem, style, which I think of as the capacity to grasp with poise the contradictions of the moment, is a significant part of WISER's ethos. The luminous eloquence of Achille Mbembe's and Sarah Nuttall's many interventions are exemplary of this flair, which counteracts the downward gravitational pull of academic boredom and insularity. I have followed WISER on and off almost since the beginning. My first visit must have been in 2004. Throughout these years, it has been for me a haven of intellectual hospitality and an inspirational example of how to connect worlds and build institutions of knowledge in a global South context. When fees must fall rocked South African universities, WISER rose to the challenge. When COVID struck, WISER took it in stride and expanded its activities online. Fittingly, the first paper I heard Sarah Nuttall deliver back in 2004 was about the now in South Africa. This temporal focus, which includes the anticipated future and recollected past, has remained key to WISER's commitments, not least in its increasing focus on intergenerational dialogue. Nothing has become easier since 2004. The now in 2021 is distressing, both in South Africa and globally. But Wiser's determination to confront difficulty with a politics of hope and insist on making a difference in a broader field than a purely academic one remains unchanged. I wish implicitly that I will be around also to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Viva!
My name is Lumkile Monde from the School of Economics and Finance at WITS. I would like to congratulate Wiser for its 20th year anniversary, being involved in the struggle against apartheid and oppression. For me to come back at Wiser and find myself in the midst of critical thought, particularly looking at the complexities of South Africa's paradoxes of transition. More importantly, for my research on the history of energy, particularly of Eskom as an institution in the face of climate change and a just transition to a low carbon economy. The work that Wiser does, the intersectional work, which gave me a privilege to interact with scholarship, particularly based on the relationship between WITS and the University of Michigan in the US, on technopolitics and energy, people like Gabriela Hacht and many others, but more importantly also on the health work that's been done by Professor Benz in the African continent, specifically working with Kenya.
Hi, I'm Sizwe Mbofu-Walsh, and while you may know me from the introductions to the Wiser podcast, I'm also delighted to take this opportunity to wish Wiser well on its 20th anniversary. Wiser's history perfectly exemplifies its purpose. On one hand, it was founded at a unique place and time in South Africa's history and was designed to respond to that unique place and time. But even on that fateful night of Wiser's launch on the 11th of September 2001, global questions quickly encroached on and shaped Wiser's destiny. For the two decades since then, Wiser has struck a unique balance between contributing to and being informed by its distinctly South African and African location and context, while also intervening on and shaping and being shaped by global and wider debates. And as a young scholar who came to Wiser after a seven-year period pursuing my postgraduate training at Oxford, I was particularly thrilled to find a research institute based in the Global South every bit as intellectually incisive as any institution in the world, but also committed to a critical perspective from the Global South. I'm convinced that I wouldn't have been able to find the voice that I have found or seen the world from the perspective through which I currently see it without the fascinating, challenging, and rigorous atmosphere that characterizes the Wiser Seminar Room. Here's to many more decades.